But just struck me as I was looking through things. So I wanted to share this and share some scriptures related to it and let the Holy Spirit work with His Word tonight. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. We'll stop there. Work out your own salvation, fear and trembling. When you do this, you'll find that it was God that was working in you to make you want to do it and to make you able to do it. I think there's many different religious groups that will focus on the one and not the other, or the other and not the one. Some focus on the fear and trembling part. You have to work out your own salvation. And others work about, or emphasize that God is working in you, and He will do the work in you. And I hope that tonight we can emphasize both. Because that's what this passage is doing. It puts them together. Mm-hmm. Right together. The command and the warning to us, you have to work out your own salvation. And it's not a light matter. This calls for fear and trembling. But you can know all the while that God is the one working in you to bring this to pass, to make this happen. Mm-hmm. Salvation is of the Lord. There's a valid emphasis on the removal of sin and guilt. When we repent and are baptized, this is the message of the gospel, is that your sin and your guilt are removed. But God isn't finished with the work there. That's just the start of the work. That's just cleaning house. And now He's going to do something. So I want us to see how God is working after we're born again, after our sin is gone. He is working in us to sanctify us, to make us like Jesus, to prepare us for heaven. One of the ways that God works in us is to give us warnings and to give us commands. And this command is to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It didn't say work out someone else's salvation. Mm-hmm. It said work out your own. Emphasizes there, we each work out our own salvation. Anyone who thinks that there's not much effort is required in salvation is badly deceived. There is a lot of effort required. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So, this is just laying back and saying, I'm saved now, and just going about your way, living how you want to. This doesn't make it to heaven. There is work to be done. You have to put your hand to the plow and do some work. We're not saved by works, but we're saved unto works. And God has work for us to do. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, I'm just going to share some scriptures for you to think about. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. or this same have this same mindset about a race. Only one person's going to get the prize. You run as if only one was going to get it, and you want the prize. That's how you run. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. That is, they use self-discipline. They almost torture themselves so that they can be faster or better at some sport. They are temperate in all things. Careful how they live, careful what they eat, careful how they sleep. They're temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So Paul was giving diligence here. He said that if he wasn't careful, he himself could be a castaway. The Apostle Paul, after seeing the Lord Jesus in a miraculous vision, revelation of Jesus to himself, surpassing great revelations, caught up to the third heaven, and yet he said he himself could be a castaway. So we also, if Paul has to, we have to keep under our bodies. Bring it into subjection. You have to rule over your own body, because your body, your flesh, if you follow it, it will lead you to hell. So this is part of what working out your own salvation with fear and trembling is. Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So it's about sowing. You have to be sowing. You have to be sowing to the Spirit in order to reap everlasting life. This is what working out your salvation is. It's sowing to the Spirit. You ever think about that? What you're doing in the kingdom of God is sowing to the Spirit. You're like planting these seeds that are going to grow up into eternal life. I like that thought. But if you sow to the flesh, if you just think, well, I'm saved, my sin is forgiven, and you sow to your flesh, you're going to reap corruption. Mm-hmm. Corruption. So it's about sowing. And we're sowing every day. Whatever you're doing, you're sowing. Paul said in Philippians 3:13, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is effort, brethren. This is a fighting kind of attitude. The church needs to have this fighting, this warrior mentality. We're not playing games here. This is serious. You have to fight. And Paul, the apostle, said he hasn't apprehended yet. He's pressing on. He's fighting, stretching forward, reaching for the mark. To the mark for the prize. And Peter said, Wherefore the The rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. This is where he was talking about add to your faith virtue and virtue, temperance and all these things. These virtues, add them. This is working out your salvation with fear and trembling. You're adding these things to your faith. You're building up, you're sowing. This is giving diligence to make your calling and election sure. Well, this verse is just plain out saying that it's not sure unless you make it sure. So you have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In the Hebrews 12, verse 1, wherefore, seeing we're compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let's just get rid of that sin that keeps coming up and trapping you. Let's get rid of it. It's warring against your soul. The sin and then the weights also. Lay aside every weight, things that are hindering you from going on, from being closer to the Lord, from growing up into Him. Those things that are hindering you, get rid of them. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So there's a race to run. And that's what working out your salvation with fear and trembling is. As Jesus said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And the NIV says the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. This is how we have to be in the kingdom of God. We are laying hold of eternal life. We have to put forth effort. This has to be our very life. Holding on and stretching forth and reaching for the kingdom of God. Take it by force. And so we have to view this like a battle. There's an enemy. There's an enemy in the world. There's an enemy within our flesh. We have to subdue it. We have to overcome. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Brethren, I need encouragement like this. I need to be reminded of this. We have to fight. We can't get lulled to sleep by all the things around us. And this world just has no attention, no thoughts about God or eternity. And you're in the world, there's just no thoughts about God. We need to work out our salvation, brethren. Fear and trembling. It's a battle. Romans 13:11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And with fear and trembling, Psalm 2, verse 11. I love this. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 4:1, let us fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Hebrews 12:28, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. We've got to come to Him properly. Mm-hmm. with reverence and godly fear. I just am repulsed by this idea, people talking about God being their pal and just their buddy. And we need to approach him with reverence and godly fear. Isaiah 60, verses 1. Think of this. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things hath mine hand made, and those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Trembles at his word. So God doesn't need a temple made out of stone and wood and gold. He made everything. What kind of temple are you going to build for him? But he said he's going to make his temple in you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be his temple. Him that is poor, of a poor and a contrite spirit, and trembleth at his word. That's where he's going to dwell. Mm-hmm. Amen. But the essence of our work in working out our salvation is in holding on to the faith. That's what the essence of it is about. Holding on to the faith. If you hold on to faith, it will work all these things in you. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So Jesus said in John 6, 27, labor not for that meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. That's the work. Amen. Believe. Are you working out your own salvation with fear and trembling? Well, are you believing? You're doing that, yes. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. Well, 1 Peter 1, verse 5 says that we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. God keeps us, but it's through faith. As we believe, he keeps us. That's how it works. We believe, and he keeps us. Praise God for that. So that leads into this next part. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is working in us. You're not tasked with this impossible, difficult thing to do by yourself. God is going to do it in you. For, it says, for it is God which worketh in you. You work out your own salvation because it is God that's working in you. So when you hear this admonition, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, if you want to do that, that's because God was working in you to will it. As you're doing, as you're going about putting your hand to do it, it's because God is working it in you to do it. To will and to do. I think it's good for us to recognize that it's God doing the work. So I have some verses related to God working in us. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's kind of like taking on this massive plow that you don't have the strength to do. But then you realize Jesus is in the yoke. You're in the yoke with Jesus. And he said it's really easy. It wasn't easy for him, but it's easy for us. He makes it. So we serve with him. He has work for us to do, but he's doing all the grunt work. All the hard work is from him. Sometimes with the little kids, you'd have a heavy wheelbarrow full, and they'd want to help carry it, so you'd hold the back and let the little child hold on to it, and he would think he was carrying that whole big heavy thing, but it was Dad carrying it. Isaiah 26, verse 12. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Thou hast wrought all our works in us. Whatever good we do, God did it. God worked it in us. Anything good that comes out of us, God worked it in us. Praise God. That's a good one to remember. Isaiah 26, 12. So Paul said to the Corinthians, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So these fishermen and tax collectors were able to preach the gospel, were able to risk their lives and be unafraid, proclaim the gospel throughout the whole world. And they were able to do this because God made them able ministers. Because God was doing the work. Not that God chose people especially talented or with great abilities. He chose those that... He chose the weak things of this world, that the excellency of the power might be of him and not of us. So he works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is working in hearts to turn them to himself.